You're listening to SBS News.
Europe has passed the grim milestone of 250,000 deaths from COVID-19 on Sunday amid a 44% increase in cases last week. Nighttime curfews came into force in France this weekend as Switzerland required all its citizens to wear masks in indoor public places. Europe's death toll makes it the second hardest hit region after Latin America and the Caribbean, where fatalities have surpassed 350,000. The United Kingdom remains Europe's worst affected country in terms of deaths, accounting for almost one-fifth of fatalities on the continent. The British government continues to struggle to combat the virus, with local officials resisting attempts by ministers to impose restrictions by region. Meanwhile, Israel started on Sunday to ease the second nationwide coronavirus lockdown after a steady decline in the rate of daily infections. Much of the economy will remain closed, but the government says starting Sunday, businesses that do not offer customer service, nursery schools and kindergartens, as well as national parks and beaches, will reopen. The health ministry and other authorities will also start drafting guidelines to reopen popular holy sites in Jerusalem's Old City to small groups, including the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Western Wall, and the compound revered as the Temple Mount by Jews and by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa compound. Jerusalem resident Yigal says that God would help the people of Israel.
You could see hundreds of people already this morning. The minute they opened the doors here, people are coming, hundreds, and I believe in an hour, 2 hours, you could see thousands of people are waiting already for weeks to come and pray in this holy place. Although the corona, they had no choice. During the corona, people were at home, but now we believe that God will help us.
There have been a total of 302,000 cases in Israel, and almost 2,200 people have died as a result. In Italy on Sunday, as the government considers new national restrictions to try to curb the resurgence of the outbreak, 179 Italian doctors who have died in the COVID-19 crisis were remembered in a ceremony in a small sanctuary in northern Italy. Their names were inscribed on the marble of a sacrarium after a mass in a small sanctuary in a church in Varese in Lombardy, the region most affected by the pandemic. Marco Cambielli, president of the Order of Doctors of Varese, paid tribute to the fallen.
We are gathered together to remember the doctors who lost their lives and left their loved ones, friends and patients in pain as they faced an unforeseen virus that suddenly and unexpectedly invaded the world. The deceased colleagues paid with their lives for their fidelity to the service of the person by following the mission of healing and caring by solemnly honoring the medical profession.
Italy has registered over 11,700 new corona cases, up from the previous daily record of 10,900 the day before, as the government prepares fresh measures to battle a new second wave of the disease. Italy was the first country in Europe to be hit hard by COVID-19 and has the second highest death toll in the region after Britain. Meanwhile, in Germany, a curfew came into force in the port city of Hamburg on Saturday evening to combat the recent sharp rise in coronavirus infections. Pubs, bars, and restaurants are not allowed to open between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., and the sale of alcohol is also prohibited during this period. Several other German states have also imposed similar curfews. After the massive financial losses caused by the virus-related closures in spring, many restaurateurs based in Hamburg's world-famous bar district now fear for their economic future because of the new restrictions. Meanwhile, Czech police on Sunday used tear gas and a water cannon to disperse hundreds of protesters who attacked them after a rally Sunday in Prague against government restrictions to slow down the spread of coronavirus infections. Police rescue services said at least 20 people were injured in the clashes. Meanwhile, hundreds of Argentine workers took to Buenos Aires streets last week to demand higher wages, welfare plans, and more government action to protect jobs threatened by the coronavirus pandemic. Demonstrators marched through one of Buenos Aires's main downtown avenues to the Labor Ministry building, where workers urged the country's socialist government to raise the national minimum wage to 820 Australian dollars from the current 308. The Catholic University of Argentina said the poverty rate spiked to between 46 and 47% by the end of June, following months of strict lockdowns to battle the coronavirus. According to the government's official statistics agency, INDEC, 35.5% of Argentines were living in poverty in the second half of 2019. Protester Marianela Navarro says the interests of Argentinians should be put ahead of the interests of others.
The poorest sectors cannot be the ones to pay the consequences of the economic crisis. We believe that we must defend national sovereignty. We have to defend the interests of Argentina, and that is by rejecting all the agreements with international organizations which for our entire lives, and not only in Argentina but in the whole continent, have drowned us and have cost the lives of millions of Argentines who have died because of poverty and the lack of protection by the state.
Several hundred people, many of them calling themselves football fans and some far-right supporters, protested in the streets of Slovakia's capital Bratislava on Saturday against anti-coronavirus measures in the country. The protesters threw stones, debris, and firecrackers at police who tried to break up the demonstration with water cannons and tear gas. Several people, including protesters, were hurt. Meanwhile, the United States has recorded more than 8.1 million cases of infection from the virus to date, with more than 219,000 deaths.